హలో, నమస్తే, సలాం వలైకుమ్, సస్త్రీయకాల్, వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు అనదర్ సెషన్ విత్ యువర్ వాష్ ఎఫ్ ఎట్ వారెవా డాట్ కామ్. టుడే వీ గోయింగ్ టు లెర్న్ హౌ టు మేక్ దయీ మసాలా హరా కోఫ్తా. డియర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్, వెరీ వెరీ టేస్టీ. దీస్ కోఫ్తాస్ ఆర్ మేడ్ లైక్ పకోడాస్ అండ్ యూ కెన్ జస్ట్ హ్యావ్ దెమ్ యాజ్ అ స్నాక్, బట్ వెన్ యూ పుట్ ఇన్ దిస్ గ్రేవీ, ఐఎమ్ టెలింగ్ యూ, దిస్ ఈస్ సూపర్ సూపర్ టేస్టీ. యూనో, బిఫోర్ వీ స్టార్ట్ మేకింగ్ ద గ్రేవీ, ఫస్ట్ వీ గోయింగ్ టు లెర్న్ హౌ టు మేక్ దీస్ కోఫ్తాస్. Technically, they are more like pakodas, but when you put in the gravy and cook, they will become so delicious. That's why we call them hara koftas. So for this, I've chopped a lot of these leaves, green. In this, add hing, very little. Add chili powder. Add sesame seeds. Chop green chili. Ginger garlic paste. Okay. And first, mix all of this with the leek greens. Add chickpea flour and also add salt. And you know, just without adding water, just mix this first. And you know, if you rest it for around 3 to 4 minutes, the water will ooze out and you will be able to make this into dumplings. Mix this chopped amaranth leaves with this, all this masala, and make them into nice dumplings. You may feel that they are nice and hard, but once they fry, because of the moisture inside and because of the steaming, these will become light and also very tasty. You know, fry them on the medium heat and not on the high flame, because you want these roundels to get cooked inside also with the steam. So cook them on a little medium flame so that it takes around 7 to 8 minutes for these to get cooked. Now, just look at this. You know, it takes around 4 to 5 minutes to cook them on a slow flame. That's when they will be cooked perfectly inside. Wow. For this, pour some oil in a pan. We're going to add some mustard seeds. When the mustard seeds crackle, add cumin seeds and very finely chopped onion. Add little salt and let these onions cook till they are slightly red in color. In this, add pinch of turmeric. Just add very little tomatoes. And let these tomatoes also cook till they are nicely mashed up. In this, add some cumin powder, some coriander powder, and chili powder. And just put the lid on and let it cook till it is nicely mashed up. Now, you know, the tomatoes are nicely mashed up. In this, we're going to add some yogurt. Okay, now, you know, just to make sure that it doesn't curdle too much, add these koftas of amaranthas and then we're going to pour in the yogurt and then mix it right away. Just make sure you beat the yogurt so that even if it slightly curdles, it's okay. In this, probably I may have to add a little water and just let this simmer in this gravy and you will have this fantastic hara kofta in the gravy. Just put the lid and just let it come to a boil. Only one boil is good enough and switch off the flame. Once this comes to a boil, wow, switch off the flame, just check the seasoning, perfect. And you know, the kofta sitting in this hot gravy, after around 4-5 minutes, you can enjoy this with even roti along with rice, and these nice green pakodas sitting as a koftas in this gravy will taste fantastic. Dear friends, I hope you enjoyed today's session of learning how to make this dahi masala, hara kofta. But do not forget, Vareva is all about inspiring others to cook. So please post your recipes and cooking tips at vareva.com so others can benefit from your great cooking. Thank you. Wow. Very nice. We all make so many dishes with the besan and dahi. And here in the greens, I'm telling you, super, super, super.